each week at this time, we try and look at a particular issue in relation to health, and this is some work that's being done. It's a condition where, and I'll get my guest to explain it more in more detail, I guess people who've kind of got the capacity of their heart is about half what everyone else's is. It's a Fontan CHD. It's something where those people are told they can't exercise, your heart shouldn't be put under too much strain. But there's some work being done now on just using simple exercise and regular exercise and resistance training. I noticed that's involved as well, to try to help those people who can overcome the obvious deficiency in their heart. And I'm wondering if there might be ramifications also for the rest of us. Well, we'll find out more because Dr. Derek Tran is a senior exercise physiologist. He's coordinating what is a world first trial in all of this. Dr. Tran, good evening to you.
Good evening. Thanks for having me, John.
So people with this condition, you just describe the condition for us in lay terms so that we can understand what we're talking about here.
Yeah, so about 1 in 100 births are affected by congenital heart disease, and it's one of the most common congenital abnormalities that exist. And some of these people will be born with what is essentially a single heart pumping chamber. Right. So most of us will have two heart pumping chambers, one that pumps blood to the lungs and one that pumps blood to the rest of the body. But essentially what happens is, for some reason, only one chamber is available. And what happens is babies need to undergo a corrective surgical procedure to allow that blood to pump blood to the rest of the body, and the rest of the remaining blood flows into the lungs passively.
Yeah, and so, of course, that operation happens, and then up till now, people are told, don't exert yourself, you can't play sport, you can't push yourself. This trial now is looking at using moderate exercise and building that up to try to overcome that. Is that my understanding of it reasonably accurate?
Yeah, John, that's correct. So I guess traditionally and quite understandably, after, I guess, open heart surgery, a lot of doctors and parents were quite reluctant to allow children to participate in sports and exercise and physical activity. But we now know that, you know, that was kind of a big mistake. And now we have a whole generation of people with congenital heart disease who may not have had the opportunity to participate in sports and exercise. So the goal of our trial would be to, I guess, provide supervised exercise training to determine the effects of exercise training and give people an opportunity to undertake supervised exercise training.
Okay, and you're going to do it over a period of time with a trial of people. Are you looking for more people, are you, or you've got enough people to do it?
Yeah, so we just started in New South Wales, and we're looking for about 400 children, adolescents and adults with a whole range of congenital heart disease types. So not only those born with Fontan circulation, but other people who are born with other types of congenital heart disease will be invited to participate.
Okay, and look, if we'll give people details of that, which is fantastic, because that means for those people, and obviously it's done in a very careful, controlled way, but it might help, and they'll be doing, I think from what I can understand, they'll be working in gyms, and there'll be a very gentle stepping up of the exercise under great, very strict conditions. Is that right?
Yep, so we've partnered with a lot of the fitness community, such as Fitness First and Club Lime, where some people will get trained in a gym by an exercise physiologist and will progressively teach people how to exercise in that gym setting and progressively increase that intensity. And then some other people might receive a kind of a telemedicine form of training where our exercise physiologist will, I guess, guide people through the program online. And then I guess the children between the ages of 10 and 15 will also receive more of a family-based exercise intervention.
Yeah, and look, it is important. So if people want to get in touch, we'll give people the details of where they can get in touch. But the other one I find interesting here is when we talk about exercise and we also talk about resistance training, are there broader messages coming out of this, the impact on just general heart health of exercise and resistance training in particular? We hear more and more about this, just gentle weight training can really help.
Yeah, so resistance training is probably very heavily underutilized. And a lot of people are kind of afraid to do resistance training in the gym because they don't know how to use the equipment. And we know from some of our preliminary research that resistance training forms a really important part, at least for people with congenital heart disease, to improve their circulation, because it builds muscle, which acts as a second pump, which helps facilitate blood throughout the body. And then I guess from a broader population sense, that increase in muscle mass also has big implications for metabolic health to help control a lot of these metabolic and lifestyle diseases that are frequently popping up now.
Yeah, and when we talk, I mean, that can be gentle weights. We hear about this, particularly as people get older. It's really important, and it doesn't mean you're out there exhausting yourself, but just not just walking, but also picking up weights and doing some of that resistance work, or using some of those resistance bands, which you can pick up. They're not that expensive these days, and just that can have a massive impact, can't it, on your heart health and your general health.
Absolutely. And now we're looking at more forms of resistance exercises. Like you said, those bands have now kind of transformed into tubings, and that way we can progressively increase that load to actually gain the benefits of resistance exercise.
All right. Look, I appreciate your time tonight. Thank you so much for your time. And I'll let people know if they've got someone that they know within their circle that might be looking to be part of that trial. And I know you're looking for more people to get involved. We'll let them know where they can do that. Dr. Tran, good evening to you, and thank you so much for your time.
Great. Thanks for having me.